as we would
whisper.
But see, I want to do that. It's different than whispering. It means you can't talk. You say, I've got a, my voice is gone.
Yeah.
Horse. Is that it?
Yeah.
Can I get you to say that? Can I get you to say that word? Horse?
Horse nest.
Okay. Yeah, because I have to work on my acting then, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you have pain in your hand joints, for example, that's called?
Arthritis.
Okay. And a lot of years ago, there used to be a big problem with this. People would, this down here would rupture and they'd have a...
appendix pain.
Okay. They ever call it appendicitis? Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
I get you to say that?
Appendicitis.
Okay, there we go. And you ever heard of the Schick test?
No.
Okay, after World War One, there was they gave a test. It was to get rid of this disease, a communicable disease called dip. Remember that diphtheria?
Diphtheria, yeah.
Have you ever heard of anyone having that around here?
Years ago. But it's been a long time.
In the old days, people used to have a lot more diseases, didn't they? Serious diseases. Can you remember some of those?
Smallpox.
You remember outbreaks of that?
Yeah, we all had shots for it.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you remember maybe 1917, 1918, 1919?
Flu.
Was that a serious thing?
Yes, it was.
Maybe you can tell me a little about that.
I didn't have it. My sister had it awfully bad.
Did anyone here in town die from it?
Quite a few. And they were the husky, healthy people, too.
Why is that? Why?
I don't know, but it hit them harder than anybody else.
Huh. Any other... did you ever hear of cholera? Was that ever a problem?
No, not around here.
Not warm enough, I guess.
Oh, I guess not.
Any other serious diseases or that people suffered from?
I went to Buffalo to a ball game, got measles.
Got measles, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Oh, what about, sometimes people go up in the mountains and a tick bites them and they get it.
I see now just in the paper today where there's a lot of ticks out.
Oh, are there?
Yeah. My father died of tick fever.
Is that what they call it, tick fever?
Uh-huh. Maybe, spotted fever.
No, I don't know what exactly the symptoms of that are.
Well, I don't know. He was out of his mind most of the time. High fever.
How long did it last before it got?
Well, he was sick several days before they finally took him to Buffalo. And them days, they didn't know too much about it. And that was way back in 1932, I think.
So he died in the middle of the Depression with it?
Yeah.
Now, did they know right off what he had? Or?
When they got him into town, yes.
But he was sick for 2 or 3 days before they figured it out?
Yeah.
And they called that Rocky Mountain Fever or Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever?
Spotted Fever.
Or Tick Fever. Those are all the same.
They're just the same, right. I see there in the paper today where there's a lot of ticks out.
Now, was there a lot of suffering involved in that?
I don't know. I've been bit by ticks. They don't bother me. I used to take the shots. For years I took the shots, but anymore I don't.
Hmm. Now if I were to cut my arm deeply, I'd say it would leave a deep
scar.
Uh-huh. Or if it were open, it would be an
open wound.
Are there any terms for scars? Maybe scars that stick out? Do they ever call that anything?
Not that I know of.
They ever call it proud flesh? Have you ever heard of that?
You can get proud flesh, yes.
Okay, what's that?
I don't know what it is because I never had it. I had this.
You've heard of it. How'd you get that?
Oh, I tangled up in the cord and hit a board that was rough.